Welcome to Men Power Talk Radio. I'm your host, the 101 guy, Ronnie Venable. Our show is designed to empower men over 40 to learn to get out of our own way and live the fantastic life we dream about. The primary focus of Men Power Talk Radio is to build a huge network where men can share our successes, failures, challenges, joys, fears, and tears as we travel the road to success. We started this journey in February and have been sharing the philosophy of Napoleon Hill from his classic book, Think and Grow Rich. Where are you at this point in your life? Have you found value in listening to this show and reading along in your book? Have you been journaling and implementing the strategies into your daily life? Did you adopt escaping to your peaceful place where you could reduce the stress of everyday life? How much value have you found in smiling to 10 people every day and bringing smiles to their face? If you have not listened to all of the episodes, now is the time to go back and listen to them. We're building the foundation for our road to success by using the 13 characteristics Napoleon Hill found consistently in over 500 successful people of his day. The good thing about the principles is that they never change. Think about gravity. It works the same every day for everyone. Now, I'm going to start today by asking a series of questions, and I want you to answer these questions truthfully to yourself. Have you written a description of your dream life? Do you know what your dream life will look like? Are your plans written, and have you broken them down into manageable pieces? How detailed have you gotten with your plans? Have you identified a completion date for making your goals reality? Can you identify and measure the completed task as you move forward? Now, we all know our goal is to build a fantastic dream life, but we have to have a plan in place to make that reality. Where are you on your plan? Now, the one thing each of us have seen before in our life is we've been in a room or in a building or in a place, and we've seen someone across the way that has a success smile on his face or her face walking 100 miles an hour without a care in the world. That's the same smile we want you to have when you build your fantastic life. That success smile that anyone could see at any point and recognize you have confidence, you have energy, you have power, and you can do anything in the world that you want to do. You've made the choice to build your dream life, and you are the key ingredient for your happiness. If that is not a true statement, I encourage you to go back, look at your plans, let's find out what's missing, correct it right now, and move forward. Now, we started with how you must have a burning desire. You have to have faith. Realize that auto-suggestion works both ways. Seek specialized knowledge. Use your imagination. Follow organized planning. Be decisive by nature. Maintain persistence. Be a member of a mastermind team. Understand the power of sex transmutation. Recognize how we're connected through the power of the subconscious, and realize how amazing our brains really are. Our brains are ready to bring us anything that we want. All we have to do is think it, believe that we can have it, and make it happen. Today, we're going to discuss the 13th principle from the book Think and Grow Rich, which is the sixth sense. Okay, do you have your pen and paper handy? Are you ready to get started? The sixth sense is the summit of the philosophy by Dr. Hill because it can be understood and applied only after you've mastered the other 12 principles. The sixth sense is how the infinite intelligence may and will communicate voluntarily without effort from or demands by an individual. This is the portion of the subconscious mind which has been referred to as the creative imagination. It's also been referred to as the receiving set, through which ideas, plans, and thoughts flash into the mind. These we sometimes call hunches or inspiration. Dr. Hill said the sixth sense defies description. It cannot be explained to a person who has not mastered the other principles because this person has no frame of reference of knowledge or experience with which the sixth sense may be compared. Understanding the sixth sense only comes by meditation through mind development from within. The sixth sense is probably the medium of contact between the infinite mind of man and the infinite intelligence, and for this reason, it's a mixture of both mental and spiritual. It is believed to be the point where the mind of man contacts the universal mind. Napoleon Hill wrote, and I quote, Through the aid of the sixth sense, you will be warned of impending dangers in time to avoid them, and notified of opportunities in time to embrace them. End quote. With the development of the sixth sense, there comes to you an aid, which is called your guardian angel. And this guardian angel will open you up to the doors of wisdom. He will let you know, or she will let you know, what to do, what you shouldn't do. Have you ever felt like someone's talking to you all the time? Have you ever felt like someone is looking over your shoulder saying, yes, you should do this. No, you shouldn't do this. Yes, you should do this. This is the right thing to do. That's your guardian angel. You'll not know if this statement is true or not unless you follow the instructions in this book or you follow some similar method of philosophy. Has your guardian angel ever come to your rescue? Stop and think about all the lucky breaks, the perfect timing of events, the gut feelings that you followed or maybe didn't follow. I'm sure at some point in your life, you've had that gut feeling that this is something I should do, or this is something that I shouldn't do. And then our brain kicks in and we start rationalizing how we should follow that instinct or not follow that instinct. That's our sixth sense. We have to learn to trust our sixth sense. Now, as you've been listening and reading and journaling your thoughts, I'm sure you've become in tune with the power or intelligence which permeates every atom of matter and embraces all energy perceptible to man. This intelligence is responsible for turning day into night, acorns into oak trees, the law of gravity, and the order of the universe. If you have followed and learned the step-by-step process we have used to get to this point, you are prepared to understand what Napoleon Hill shares about his experiences in this chapter. Through the use of faith, Napoleon chose to imitate his idols and develop the habit of greatness by striving to be great in feelings and action. Long before ever writing his book or even writing any lines, he started to reshape his character by trying to imitate 9 men whose lives had impressed him the most. He read and studied these men, and before going to sleep each night, he would hold an imaginary council meeting. His original council consisted of Emerson, Paine, Edison, Darwin, Lincoln, Burbank, Napoleon, Ford, and Carnegie. Each night before going to sleep, he held a meeting in his imagination where this group would share their knowledge and wisdom to aid him in rebuilding his own character. Through the use of auto-suggestion, Napoleon understood that these men had become who they were by their dominating thoughts and desires. This council became part of Dr. Hill's early life, and the more he consulted their expertise, the more he understood and benefited from his sessions. He gives credit to the invisible counselors for guiding him past numerous emergencies, and in some, his life may have been in jeopardy. The sixth sense is not for everyone, and it's not something you can start and stop at will. The ability to use this power develops slowly through the application of the other principles. Anyone can use this power of the sixth sense without really understanding its principle. You learn to trust its value and depend on it to bring satisfactory results. You may not understand the reasoning or the logic behind what you're feeling, and only your faith will allow you to follow your sixth sense. Our biggest challenge is to learn to trust these decisions from the infinite intelligence. The starting point of all achievement is desire. The finishing point is that brand of knowledge which leads you to understand yourself, understand others, understanding the laws of nature, recognizing and understanding happiness. You now have the 13 keys of building your road to success. Read, highlight, journal your thoughts, and apply what you've learned to your action plan. The principles we've discussed are now yours to build the fantastic, fun life that you've always dreamed of. You have everything you need to start today, and you can hold your own council and have even greater results. Build your council with the mentors and heroes that you've chosen to study. Remember, you are the key. The choice is yours. The surface is now prepared for you to start laying concrete and actually building your road to success. You can start building your dream life step by step, one day at a time. You can always come back and listen to the shows again, as well as join our network as we continue sharing success habits and growing our network. We're here for you and welcome any ideas or thoughts that you would like to share. Our goal is to help you have the fantastic life that you really want. Are you committed to taking daily actions? Are you looking for someone else to help you take daily actions? If you're looking for someone to talk to, a coach or a trainer, contact us at www.meempowerradio.com or at www.wealthinternational101.com and let us know how we can help. We have coaches and trainers available, and we're willing to help you build your life the way you want it, the fantastic dream life that you want, step by step. Our next show on May 31st, we will have an amazing guest who will share his secrets to success. I encourage you to share this broadcast with your family and friends as we continue building our success network. If you like what you're hearing on Men Power Talk Radio, I invite you to share the famous Kitchen Table Talk Radio with the women of your life. That show can be found at www.womenpower.com with Miss Raven Blair Davis, my friend and mentor, and she shares her vision of how life is just beginning. Let's make the world a better place to live. This is Ronnie Venable, the 101 guy of Men Power Talk Radio, signing off with Enjoy Life. Have fun.